We are being told that we must stop eating beef because the methane produced by cattle burps and farts is accelerating global warming. So let's look at the science. Mass balance calculations take into account material being added, exchanged, and lost during natural processes. And Australian geologist Ian Plimer breaks down this science in Eat Beef, Save the Planet. Grass, along with most plant life, consumes carbon dioxide from the air as food. The more CO2, the greener the environment. So the theory that CO2 levels are hurting the environment is flawed from the start. But for the sake of argument, we can examine the science and see if cow farts actually are increasing CO2 levels in the atmosphere. The grass consumes CO2 from the air, and when it dies, methane is released, which quickly separates into CO2 and water vapor. When the grass is eaten by cattle, this carbon is recycled in various ways. Cattle waste fertilizes the grass with some of this carbon, and the rest is stored in meat, milk, blood, intestines, bones, and skin. Thanks to the cattle, carbon is taken from the grass and used as fertilizer, stored in leather goods, and consumed as food, where most of it stays with the body until death. And so the processes of meat production and consumption actually removes carbon from the atmosphere and recycles it elsewhere. Humans, cattle, and grass are all parts of the same natural ecosystem, and carbon is the building block. The entire anti-meat agenda is built upon lies. Grass-fed beef is so nutritious that an all-beef diet has become a very popular choice for people cleansing and healing from several ailments and disease. Humans are omnivores, and that means we have the ability to survive on both plants and animals. Our teeth are able to cut and masticate animal flesh, and we have the digestive enzyme trypsin for breaking down meat, which has allowed the human brain to grow larger over time, allows us to grow stronger, and operate more efficiently. Many people eat vegetarian diets because they believe that eating meat is immoral. This argument is taught like a religion, with the main rule being, don't eat anything with a face, which doesn't make any sense. What about the millions of microorganisms we consume in a single glass of water? Do they not deserve the same respect? Experiments with plants and vegetables show how they feel pain and recognize the person who hurt them. Do they not deserve the same respect simply because they have no face? A simple law of the physical natural world is that life is sustained by life. Every living thing sustains its own life by consuming other living things. This is true of the carnivore, the omnivore, and the vegan. The moral argument of veganism is just another ego trip. Many are learning veganism from modern yoga teachers, as if it were an ancient religion. But this is a myth. The cow was sacred in traditional yoga because it sustained life. Vegetarianism was only promoted among the lower castes so that enough meat was available to the warrior and priest classes. And that's all that's happening today. The all-powerful 0.1% want us lower castes to eat bugs while they save the best for themselves. But it's even worse than that. They want us all to get sick and die. In an evaluation of edible insects and the transmission of parasitic diseases, 1/3 of all insects studied were found to be pathogenic to humans. And most insects contain chitin, which is a modified polysaccharide present in most insects and absent in all mammals. We cannot digest it, and it is known to cause several health issues with humans who consume it, including respiratory issues and the accelerated growth of cancer cells. The real problem isn't beef consumption, it's factory farming, and we can solve this by incentivizing local grass-fed cattle farming. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.